This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 51 for Thursday, September 7th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is weaker Thursday morning as bearish chart signals and seasonal harvest pressure continues to weigh on values. Canola down 5 to over $10, November down $9.50 at $785.50 per ton. Losses in outside markets, including Chicago soy oil, Malaysian palm oil, and European rapeseed futures, added to the softer tone. Statistics Canada is set to release its ending stocks data tomorrow with updated production numbers out next week. The Canadian dollar, it's holding steady in early trade, providing little direction. In the U.S., soybeans are lower, while corn and wheat turning higher after overnight losses, positioning ahead of next week's monthly USDA supply-demand estimates was behind some of the activity. Soybeans lower across the board, down 8 cents in the November contract at $13.68 per bushel. Average trade estimates place U.S. soybean yields at around 50.2 bushels per acre. That would be down slightly from the August estimate, but still up from the 49.5 bushel per acre crop seen last year. Weekly export sales data for the U.S. is delayed until tomorrow due to Monday's Labor Day holiday, but talk China is buying more Brazilian cargoes these days did put some pressure on U.S. values. Corn had moved lower in overnight trade, but pushing higher as the day session gets underway, up 2 cents in December at $4.88 per bushel. Average trade guesses place U.S. corn yields at around 173.5 bushels per acre, with total production of just over 15 billion bushels. That would be down slightly from the previous estimate, but still up on the year. Ongoing concerns over hot and dry conditions across the Midwest cutting into yield prospects did provide support. U.S. wheat futures are mixed, with the bias turning higher. Minneapolis spring wheat up a half cent in December at $7.83 per bushel. Kansas City up 3 cents in December at $7.53 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it's up 4 cents in the December contract at $6.13 per bushel. U.S. and world wheat ending stocks will be watched closely in next week's report, with tomorrow's StatsCan wheat carryout number also likely to factor into the wheat trade. The ongoing conflict between Russia and Ukraine remains a feature in the background. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, September 7th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington. That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.